Good afternoon. I'm down in an underground room in Gawler, which is very appropriate because I'm here with Daniel Down, who's talking about the Gawler Underground exhibition that he staged as part of the History Festival this year in the Gawler Civic Centre upstairs. So
we got extended for another month.
That's fantastic.
Which is amazing because the exhibition has been so well received, and those guys in the library and the cultural centre and myself field questions almost daily about it. But it is very exciting that it's gone so well.
Yes, congratulations for that.
Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's sort of a joint effort. There's been a real fascination with basements and being underground. I mean, I'm fascinated being right here, right now, you know, knowing what we're under and what may or I'm not sure what exactly used to be in this room. I think I've heard tales that there might be a hidden room or something around here somewhere, but all sorts of very exciting stuff.
Yeah, so this is actually interesting, isn't it? It's like a little bit of a rabbit warren down here.
It is, definitely, yeah. The only part I know is in the offices over there where that used to be living quarters, I think.
Yes, there's for the librarians.
Still a couple of fireplaces there, and the pool table has always, the pool room has always been there, hasn't it?
Yes, the pool room is here. That was here. We knew about it when I first came to Gawler.
Mm. The fascination with basements, I think that almost anyone is fascinated by a basement. If you go into a house and someone says, do you want to see my wine cellar or do you want to check out my basement, you're probably going to be going down there.
Oh, no, when we bought our house, we were trying to find out where the original cellar was, and we still want to know.
Oh, really?
We still haven't been able to. We know there was a cellar.
Start pulling bricks up, maybe.
Yes, yes. We still have the water tank that we were going to turn into a cellar, but it's...
Well, there's a couple of them around Gawler that I've actually been able to visit. Yeah. So, look, I thought I'd tell you about how this all kind of started. This amazing exhibition that, as part of the History Festival, has been so well received, but for me, it kind of started off urbex, or urban exploring, which is basically exploring ruined and abandoned places. So urbex is more urban exploration. So in cities, you know, in Adelaide, there's so many giant empty buildings and tunnels, and it's almost like for lack of a better word, an underground scene where, you know, you're not supposed to go into these places. But people,
a hidden city.
Yeah, but people find ways in, and whether they're there to do some, dare I say, amazing graffiti or just to have a snoop, you know, there's a real scene and people will gatekeep their locations. You're not supposed to spread the word of where they are and all that kind of stuff. So I can't quite tell you how I got into that, but there's a particular house up the road at Concordia. I think it may have actually started with geocaching, or geocaching, however you want to say it. Have you heard of geocaching before, where it's almost like a treasure hunt? You're given a set of coordinates to go to a location. Mm. You find a little box or something and you sign a logbook, or you take a trinket out and put a trinket in. So I do remember a specific geocache took me up to Concordia, and we drove to the spot, and then as I drove back, I'm like, oh, there's a house there, and, you know, it looks empty and ruined and abandoned, and there was this amazing tag on there that someone had spent hours painting, and jumped the fence, and when I had a closer look, and you walk into all these rooms, and there's like a tree growing out the middle of the room, and the floorboards are all burnt, and there's a bath, and there's, you know, clothes lying around, and you can't help but think, what happened here? And, you know, who built this house? Mm. And who was the last person to walk through? And there is a real fascination with walking through the threshold of a building and thinking of it 100 years ago. Someone sat there in front of the fireplace reading a book, or a little kid playing in the corner. It really is fascinating.
I love South Australia's ruined stone cottages. And it's such a feature of this state.
It is. Yeah. It was instantly sort of hooked on that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Because I don't mind looking at tags like under bridges. Mm. Whenever I go over a bridge, I always mark it, and then occasionally I'll stop on the other side and walk under the bridge because there's always amazing artwork or some crazy stuff under there. So, yeah, look, I'd probably bought it into the, dare I say, 2000s. I'd get on Google Maps. I'd just search out these places. I'd mark them on my maps, and I would literally spend weekends just traveling to these places way out into the outback. I think I can't quite remember how far north or east I've been, but marking all these spots. My map is just like green dots everywhere and anywhere. And I'll be honest, I wasn't too shy about jumping a fence and getting right into the house and photographing them. And, you know, that became a real passion for me and something that I really, really enjoyed. Again, because these places are sort of hidden, or not many people know about them, or they're off the beaten track. And I guess there's a little bit of excitement of it can be scary in some of these places.
I was actually in a place just last weekend near Roseworthy. I plucked up the courage because there's a place that I knew was empty, and I'd always wanted to go in there. So I plucked up the courage and walked in. And this was almost a fully furnished house. I was just a bit petrified. I'm like, no, this is kind of scary. I'm here in the middle of nowhere by myself. So there's that kind of thrill. And I got heavily into the urbex or rural exploring out and around. I never really went into the suburbs because there's usually people living in those kind of places. Don't really want to step foot. And then I'm not sure. I think I just kind of got bored of it because a lot of the places look the same. You know, they all look the same. They've all got a door and then two windows.
The classic.
Yeah, the roof's caved in. It would be very rare that I'd go to a spot and it would be two stories or multiple rooms. It was usually just, like you said, the classic cottage.
Yes.
After driving all the way out there. And then I guess I got a bit of a conscience too. And I'm like, well, you know, I can understand from my point of view that this is art and maybe these places, whilst the location shouldn't be shared, that the images of them should be shared. And, you know, they're sitting on gold, all these farmers, but farmers don't want people jumping fences and checking out all their stuff. And some of these are, like you said, fully furnished. They've got stuff in them.
Mm. But also if they've got crops around them, because I know the farmer up at north of Barra gets very upset with people trampling through his crops.
Yes, exactly.
To take photos of that house.
At the Midnight Oil House?
Yes, the Midnight Oil House.
Yeah, that's actually one that I haven't actually photographed yet. I've driven past it so many times. Yeah, for lack of a better word, I just kind of got bored of the whole scene. I've done it all before, I'd seen it all before, but it wouldn't stop me looking left and right when I'm driving out in the sticks, especially for work. My work started to take me up to Peterborough or over to Port Broughton. But as far as the exhibition goes, what happened was I became a volunteer for Town of Gawler, and I started volunteering my photography skills to take the Gawler youth on photography tours, walking tours. We'd all meet up at the youth centre and we'd do a tour of Gawler. I became friends with Dr. Naomi Rutten, who runs the old Good Samaritans up on Church Hill there.
Ah, yes.
We went into that place. It was empty. It had been empty for a while. It was broken down. And as soon as I stepped in there, I'm like, oh, this is thrilling. I absolutely loved it. This was a big... Oh, I don't know how many rooms it's got, but it's a massive building. It's an institution, and it was just fascinating. I became friends with Dr. Rutten, and she allowed me to go in and explore and take some pictures. And we thought, what better place to take the Gawler youth than to a place like that? Yeah, so we had Alan Tiller along as well. So there was myself for photography. We had Alan Tiller talking about history, and we took them to an old nunnery. Yes. How much more spookier can you get? That was an absolute thrill. People from Gawler had never seen that place before because it was a family home, and you can't just go looking.
Privately owned for many years.
Just can't go looking around someone's house. So that was a thrill. We kind of thought, for the next one, how can we sort of ramp it up a bit? And I thought, well, I can't actually remember if I had the idea, but a basement was involved. Then it was reaching out to, where can we go that has a basement? And I reached out to Stacey McKenzie, who was running the Prince Albert at the time. Mm-hmm. She told me that, they've got a basement, and I was more than welcome to go in there. She was kind of like, I don't know why you want to go in there, Daniel. So that was all organized. Mm-hmm. And sadly, on that particular walk, it turned out it was 40 degrees and it was far too hot to take students or to take the Gawler youth around. So that didn't stop me and Alan and Deb from the Gawler youth. We still plowed on and we went into that basement. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I walked down there, I was just transported back in time to when that building was built, but also back in time to when I used to go exploring all those kind of places. And those two specific places was pretty much the genesis of it all. It started from there. And then I remember on a chance meeting with Acting Mayor Nathan Shanks, we were talking. I was showing him pictures of this basement, and I'm like, hey, look, you know, Prince Albert, you know, I've been down there in the basement. And he's like, oh, you know, Daniel, most of Murray Street has a basement. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, just look at the grates on the floor, you know. Murray Street is full of basements. Mm. And that was like a revelation. I'd never considered it before. And
well, every house originally, because they didn't have refrigeration, and in going through my own research, every house had a cellar. That was the first thing you dig. You dig your cellar. You might have a little back over the top of it, but you had to have the cellar.
Yes, exactly. So, exactly. Yes, like you said, it was the only place that was cool.
Yes.
I will actually rewind a little bit because I did forget that once we'd done that Goulieu thing, I was looking at being part of the Arts on the Plains, which is now the PACE Festival, which is an arts festival around Gawler and the Adelaide Plains. And I wanted to exhibit my pictures in an iconic building on the main street or close to the main street. So I went into Imprint Flowers, which used to be Taylor Forgy Funeral Directors, which is just off the main street. And I was talking to the owner there, and she said, well, we've got a basement. Why don't you exhibit in our basement? Mm-hmm. And I was like, what a thrill and what an absolute draw card to get people to come in. Not only because it was a basement, but that basement, like all the basements I've been into, had such a varied history of it used to be a cafe and fairy parties and all sorts. And people got to come back into that basement.
Yes.
And that particular basement at Imprint Flowers, it wasn't your typical basement in the fact that it was carpeted. It had been used as office spaces. It was painted. The walls were good. So, yeah, we jumped at that chance. And that was amazing. That was so good. I've exhibited twice down there. We managed to cram about 50 or 60 people at one opening. We had the mayor down there. She cut a ribbon and it was everyone was down there just being in a basement. It's like being here. You can't hear the outside world.
Apart from the outside.
Apart from that. But you don't know what's going on.
No.
And then talking to Nathan Shanks about other basements being in the area, that really opened it up. So I started to think, well, I'm going to document all these basements, not just for myself, but, you know, there might be a real sort of fascination with them.
Forgotten spaces.
Forgotten spaces, yeah. Some of them had still been used, but the average punter walking along the main street would have no idea what's under their feet. And then it was just another case of reaching out to various business owners up and down the main street. A lot of them sort of knew me and knew Gawler in photographs and were more than happy. And it sort of started with talking to Shane Bailey at where he is now, his B Music shop. And when I was speaking to Shane Bailey about his basement, he said, Daniel, you need to go to Rudow and Rudow. You need to talk to the lawyer there called Nick. He's got a basement that was a water tank and you won't believe what's down there. And I was like, okay, whatever. Well, I don't know why I want to go check out a water tank, but spoke to Nick. He was a big fan of the page and he was more than willing to take me along. And I'd never seen anything like that. This really cemented that I needed to go suss out all these basements because this basement, it was a water tank. We had to pull up a marble slab, both of us, to get access to a tiny hole. You could only fit one person down there. We had to get a 12-foot ladder and put that down there. After carrying that from upstairs all the way down, and when you go into that basement, it's probably a basement maybe slightly bigger than this, but that was filled with documents from the 1800s all the way up to probably the 1960s or 70s.
I'm surprised that they go so recent.
Actually. Yeah, well, that's...
Yeah.
It is fascinating because nobody knows why they're there. There was checkbooks from when it used to be a bank. Mm. There was documents and ledgers and there was a suitcase full of old photographs and lockboxes and there was an old clock. It was like Indiana Jones stuff for me. That was like, okay, we're onto something here.
This is really
fascinating.
History treasure of Gawler there.
Yeah. I visited 9 basements up and down the main street. And photographed them all and documented them all and got permission from the owners to put them on Facebook. So I put them on my page, Gawler and Photographs. Every month I'd do a different basement.
Mm.
And they were so well received. All of those posts, all those pictures.
And they're still all up?
They're still online. Yeah. You can just hashtag Gawler Underground and you'll still find them there.
Yeah.
So well received that the general public really got a kick out of, you know, I never knew that was there, or I used to go down there and I used to do all this. And then, one day someone else said to me, what are you going to do with those pictures? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I've put them on Facebook. I'm not really sure what else I could do. And they said, well, why don't you just exhibit them? And as good an idea as that is, the one sticking point I found was that they could be basements anywhere. Like, we could take a picture here and of us in this room. Nobody would know where it is unless they'd already been in here before. Mm. And you could tell someone where it is and they'd go like, oh, well, that might be true, that might not be true. So, when the idea of exhibition came along, I thought, well, the one way that we can show people where these basements are is to go back down there and film them. And make documentaries about them, about the building, the people, the
because there's the so business. Much story behind each one.
There is, yeah. Yeah. So there's stories now and there's stories back then. Like there's so much varied history, and it was also a damn good excuse to go back down to these basements.
Go exploring again.
Yes, so I picked the five or six best ones that I thought.
Yes.
Reached out to the owners again, and they were more than happy. Mm. And then it was a case of Alan and I going back into these basements with a camera and videotaping stories and histories and information. Alan is our local historian, and he's an encyclopedia of everything around here in Gawler.
Yes.
And the extra added twist was that he's a paranormal expert, so he told us a few spooky stories and all that, and we knew that we were on a winner. And then I figured that I'd really like to get some of my artist friends involved too, and I again set the same problem of if they paint a basement, you know, it's what's the connection with where it is. So we figured we'd actually get them to paint images of the stories of some of the ghost stories or the building itself from the outside. And we got together four or five artists. Again, I just reached out to people and they all jumped at the chance. Mm. And it got to a stage where there was six or seven of us exploring a basement or an attic or something.
Yes.
Doing the videos and then watching all the videos come to life and then them getting inspiration of what to paint. It all came together. The idea was to have it for the Gawler Fringe this year. But then my cousin decided to get married in England, so I actually had to go to England for 3 weeks. Well, I didn't have to, but of course I went.
Yes.
And so that took Fringe out, and then it was probably Jacinta Weiss. I'd been sending pictures to Jacinta Weiss, who runs the Cultural Heritage Centre, because she was fascinated by what we found in Rudow. Yes. And what we found in Rudow has now led to some of those documents hopefully coming back up and being stored and scanned. And she suggested, well, why don't you do it for the History Festival? And I'm like, well, I've never heard of the History Festival before. And it just worked out so perfectly.
That it was a perfect match, yes.
Absolutely perfect. All these abandoned, ruined places and so much history behind them.
Yes.
Then it was a case of coordinating with the artists about what they were going to paint, because we didn't really want people painting the same thing. And we got such a different, eclectic group of artists. I felt like my job was easy because I'd taken the pictures 2 years earlier. All I had to do was print them up. But I did also do all the social media, all the videos, all the posts. And we slowly drip fed. We'd do the odd story saying we're in a basement today and put up the odd picture and the odd snippet of a video. And that really got a real following and it got a real interest. People were really buzzing about it. And then it launched. We had an amazing launch here in the Gawler Civic Centre with our acting mayor and a federal member. That was a month ago and it's just been extended for another month.
Well, now the cafe's reopened. So
I know, that was such bad timing with that closing.
Yes, it was.
Having it open is good. So
So it's good that it's been extended now, the cafe open.
Now that it's extended again, I'll be doing a few more pushes to get people out there because... Mm. Again, people can come to this exhibition and look at all the amazing artwork and photography, and they can also scan a QR code that takes them to the YouTube channel with all the
extra
videos.
Information. Yes.
And there is even also a little competition that we're going to have to extend for another month. So it's been an absolute blast doing all this. We were talking maybe doing it again next year, but I feel that...
It's probably a bit too much work each year.
I feel if that was the case... I would need to be doing it right now.
Yes.
No, I do not have time. So I think we'll reconvene after this one's finished. And then maybe later into this year, we'll probably plan the next one
Wonderful.
In 2027. Because as I said, I've personally visited 9 basements. We've exhibited 5. There's still so many more out there. And they might be bigger and better. I don't know. But the thrill of finding out. Absolutely.
Just a technical question. Did you take the photos on film or digital?
All digital, yeah. Yes. I know that you and I have discussed film camera.
Yes.
That might be something for
the future.
For the future.
Yes.
You know, I did discuss because we've made it a multimedia experience with photography, videos and the artwork. We've talked in the past about bringing in music and Polaroids and wet film and...
Poetry, yes.
We did dabble with music this time. We had an artist come along and she was with us from the start. She'd hold the camera and walk around the basements with us. And she actually wanted to be involved somehow, and we weren't quite sure, but she one day just said that she'd composed a song with just music, and then she'd added lyrics to it, and she got to play that at the opening. It's all about her experiences in these particular basements, and she even wrote all the lyrics out, and they're framed and upstairs as well, so that's something else to do. One thing that I would really love to do, and maybe we can do it in 2027, is go back to Tabletop Warfare. Their basement used to be a jazz cellar, a jazz club, and I've recently followed a few jazz bands on Instagram after seeing
a jazz band perform in Tabletop Warfare.
To have a jazz band perform down there would, just to a small group, a real exclusive bunch of people, to bring some life back to there and to be able to hear that jazz coming up from the floor as you're standing on the main street. Like, I get a real buzz out of that.
Yes. Well, good luck with that. And
thank you.
We'll talk again.
I'm not so sure about the jazz, but definitely 2027, I think we'll be back for more Gawler Underground.
Something to look forward to. Thank you very much, Daniel.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing your space. It feels like someone's watching.